From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Will Robinson. A federal judge in Kansas City blocked the state's abortion law banning abortions at 8 weeks from taking effect tomorrow. Dan Morgulies reports.
U.S. District Judge Howard Sachs issued a preliminary injunction blocking the law, but he allowed a part of the law banning abortions on the basis of race, sex, or Down syndrome to take effect. The law was challenged by Missouri's only remaining abortion provider, Planned Parenthood in St. Louis. The clinic's medical director, Colleen McNicholas, said she was pleased Sachs preserved Missourians' right to abortion access, but was disturbed he didn't block the entire law.
If the 28th comes and goes and we don't have this piece of the law also enjoined, there will be patients for whom we will not be able to take care of.
A spokesman for the Missouri Attorney General's office said it was considering its next steps. I'm Dan Margulies.
St. Louis Mayor Lyda Crewson says police are ramping up overtime and that the city plans to add more security cameras and license plate readers to combat violence. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Crewson briefed aldermen Monday after a weekend in which 6 people were killed and 15 others injured. The youngest homicide victim was an 8-year-old girl. Crewson says police have deployed additional officers to investigate homicides. She also says she has asked Governor Mike Parson for help, such as deploying the Missouri Highway Patrol in the city. There was an advance police notice of the meeting, leading to one alderman to raise concerns that it may have violated the state's Sunshine Law. Crewson defended the way the session was conducted, saying it was a briefing, not a formal meeting. Missouri lawmakers will have to wait until the 2020 session to consider solutions to gun violence. KCUR's Aviva Okeson-Haberman reports the governor announced today he will not take up the issue during September's special session.
The decision comes after the Missouri Legislative Black Caucus called on Republican Governor Mike Parson to take action. State Representative Ashley Bland Manlove is the vice chair of the caucus and says a special session would have allowed lawmakers to focus more attention on the issue. The Kansas City Democrat says gun violence is more pressing than the car sales tax issue lawmakers will take up. And the effect of inaction is
more children will die unnecessarily and recklessly.
In a statement, Parson said there are differing opinions on solutions to gun violence and that action should come from all levels of government instead of a special session. I'm Aviva Okeson-Haberman.
Several Midwestern states are joining together to try to identify bottlenecks along the Missouri River that can cause waters to back up and worsen flooding in certain areas. Drew Bunton, the deputy director of the Missouri Department of Natural Resources, says the state is joining with Iowa, Kansas, and Nebraska to submit a study proposal today to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. The proposal comes after 2 rounds of devastating flooding this year caused billions of dollars of damage in Midwestern states. I'm Will Robinson, KBIA News, Columbia.